Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32-39. But call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst ye were made a gazing stock both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But ye were not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please bless the message. Please help me as I preach and share what you've laid on my heart for this morning. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This morning I speak on the subject of drawing back. Drawing back. We see that in verse 38. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And the idea of drawing back, pulling back. And I couldn't help but once again think that, and I think about the fact that over the last year or so, there's been many things that have caused people to, if we're not careful as Christians, to pull back. You know, what do they say? Kind of circle the wagons and just, you know, like shelter in place or in all those different statements that kind of mean the same thing. You know, kind of not trying to press forward, just trying to survive, if you will. You know, but the idea that as Christians, we need to keep pressing forward, even through what may be adversity. We need to keep pressing forward. And thinking of the idea of our theme, abound, and trying abounding in the verse that was coming to mind this morning is a faithful man shall abound with blessings, and we need to be faithful. We need to keep pressing forward. And when you think along those lines, and being faithful, keep pressing forward, you know, there isn't any part of that you're thinking, associating that with drawing back. You know, you think of, I don't know about you, I think of like a retreating, you know, and something along those lines. But anything that comes to mind when you think of drawing back, it doesn't have anything, you know, it doesn't give you any kind of thought of pressing forward or advancing. And that's what we need to do. But then I couldn't help but think, you know, what would cause us as Christians to draw back? You know, you think of, as we read God's Word, all the different Bible characters who went through adversity, and many of them kept pressing on. You can't help but think of Paul. You know, all that he went through, and he just kept pressing forward. There's nothing in as you read about Paul. There's nothing that you think of that guy. He drew back then. He retreated. You know, he quit pushing forward for the Lord when he got to that point. But we need to, as Christians, we need to keep pressing forward. And there are things that if we're not careful, we'll let it cause us to draw back. To, you know, we're just like, just hunker down and, you know, not try to press forward for the Lord, not try to, keep marching on, but just kind of like, you know, like, shelter in place, or, you know, we're talking about, Sam mentioned a snowstorm, and you know, was it last Sunday in the lobby we were talking about? Oh, you know, Monday night we're gonna get it, and I guess we got a little bit. And then yesterday was like, oh, between Saturday night and Sunday night we're gonna get it. And when I went to bed last night, it looked like we were still getting some. So it was like, oh, I thought, what do you know? They might have been right this time. And but we did get somebody. Praise the Lord, we didn't get 9 inches. But thinking of, if we get a lot of snow, we're going to have to just, like, hunker down. Find the candles. Well, I guess I'm already planning on having no electricity either. Ooh, you know. Survivor man up here. And but the idea that but we need to keep pressing forward. But I have four different things areas where we need to guard ourselves, because if not, we'll find ourselves drawing back. I wrote down the first one, and this would probably be the one that maybe you guess it first. One of the first couple you may guess is fear. Just fear. You think of fear like scaring somebody. If you scare somebody, what's the first, somebody scares you, what do you do? You kind of draw back, pull back, or you scream like a girl, or maybe you do both of them at the same time. And I've been there. And I think I told not too long ago. Sometimes customers will do that. We'll be in their work in their kitchen or remodeling their bathroom, and they'll come up to ask us something, and they'll be right there in the doorway. Well, if it's in the washroom, it's not usually that big, so they're standing right, and I'll turn around, and they'll startle me, and I'm man enough to admit, sometimes I scream, and not loud, not like, but I go, oh, and enough that they know they scared me, and sometimes they say, oh, I'm sorry, and then sometimes they think it's funny, laugh at the contractor that hasn't turned in the last bill yet. That's a good plan there. But as far as when you get scared, you'll pull back. You'd be scared of what might we cause fear? The unknown. The unknown cause fear. That gets scary sometimes, not knowing what's coming. And the idea that fear will cause us to pull back. Fear will cause us to, you might be pressing forward for the Lord. You're trying to, grow spiritually and grow as far as telling more folks about Him. But then maybe fear will come along and cause you to, just focus, I gotta deal with this. I can't keep pressing forward for the Lord. I got something that I have to deal with. I got something that's scaring me. The unknown. The idea that, is the older you get, the more things kind of scare you. I said before, with years comes fears. And then I've seen some of the little, I've seen shirts and stuff that somehow stole my idea. Because I don't remember seeing it before. But anyhow, whatever. But the idea, that is true, though. You think of young people, they'll do things that are, as older people, you look at it and say, man, that's just stupid. What are they doing? The young people, they'll do it and they'll think it's funny and they'll, they'll do it again. Whether it's crazy kids on, the skateboard, but I gotta tell you, seeing those videos where they wipe out or those parkour kids, fall and stuff like that, they jump all around like those little jumping spiders. But when they mess up, it's like, oh, that's pretty funny. But they'll try that. When you get to be older, like me, almost a grandparent, you look and it's like, man, what are they thinking? They're going to break something, or they're going to kill themselves. But when they're young, you think you're, invincible? You're going to live forever. But the thing is, I think that fear will cause you to pull back. But we need to remember, 2 Timothy says in verse 7 of chapter 1, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's a good verse to memorize right there. That's what Sam was talking about, memorizing scripture and in Sunday school. And you know what? That's a good one to have to commit to memory. I'm saying having your memory, but that would be right too, having your memory. But the idea that have that verse, because maybe you don't need it today, but you won't be going too far before you can use that one. But with faith, we can have peace. But not only will fear cause us to pull back and draw back, pain will cause us to draw back also. Think of, touching something hot. That's kind of the one that comes to mind. What do you touch them on? Ooh, that. Or once again, you're screaming again, you know. Here we go. I guess it's like testimony time up here. You'll touch it. And I knew a guy that we had in trouble with the brakes on his truck. And it was hanging up, Sean. The caliper was hanging up a little bit. So we stopped and he looked at it. And it was glowing a little bit. But he goes, oh, look at that. And he touched it. He goes, oh, that is hot. And I said, what'd you think it was going to do, Dad? You know, Sam was little. I mean, what are you, probably 10 years old, somewhere around there. And he couldn't believe his grandpa did it either. It was like, yeah, it was hot because the caliper was hanging up. Yeah. But I guess, that must be one of those old school mechanics tricks. If the rotor's real hot, then the caliper, that's the caliper. And self-diagnosis. But when you touch something hot, you'll pull your hand back really quick. But the thing is, we can have, what can cause us to draw back? Emotional pain. Emotional pain, whether it be, cause us to not go forward for the Lord, would be the world, from the world, embarrassment. I mean, no one enjoys being embarrassed, I don't believe. But you know what? That can cause us to say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to tell. I'm not going to say something at work, maybe at lunchtime, or go up and talk to those couple of fellows. They might make fun of me. But you know what? The less... we put too much importance on what the world thinks. I wrote down the less important it is, the less importance you put on what they think, the less embarrassment you'll have. If you're fixed on the mission of, I need to tell folks about him. If somebody doesn't makes fun of you, or doesn't take you serious, or doesn't want to listen to what you have to say, if you're not concerned with what they're thinking, if you're just more concerned with what you're doing, you know what? That won't matter as much anymore. We need to focus on what will somebody think. And I'm not saying go make a clown out of yourself. I'm saying, if the number one thing is to serve the Lord and tell folks about him and carry out the Great Commission, what other people think about us isn't going to be make that much going to be that big of a deal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's like it's not going to maybe hurt a little bit. But you know what? You'll say, I don't really care. I don't really care for having them make fun of me or them saying something smart. But you know what? What I'm doing is more important than that. But sometimes that emotional pain comes from Christians. Hurt feelings. We expect it from the world. But we don't expect it from fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, our church family. And although we don't expect it from, we let that get to us a lot more than we should also. It's always boggled my mind That, you know, the fact that, you know, people go to work and they'll put up with being hassled and ridiculed and everything they'll put up with at work, 40 hours a week. But if somebody says something at church that they don't like, you know, it's like, yep, I'm out of here. You know, you'll take it from your boss and fellow workers and everything. And you know, it's like, yeah, that's just part of the job. But then when somebody, people that are going to do that, Christians that are going to attack you are backslidden. You know, people walking with God that are close to Him, have a desire to be in God's will, aren't going to be the ones that are going to give you grief. They're going to be the ones that are encouraging and cheering you on and praying for you. You know, me, all these snowflakes, and yes, I've toned down my language on the millennials. Somebody suggested I do that, and it's like, okay, you made a good point. But the fact is, there those that are the snowflake ones, you know, they have on the, was it, from what I hear, I don't go visit the college campuses, the safe spaces, you know, where it's like, oh, my feelings got hurt, now I got to go run and hide. You know, it's like we as Christians, you know, we think, well, that's silly. You know, why would they do it? But you know what? There's a lot of Christians that do this pretty much the same thing. They say, oh, my feelings are hurt. I need a safe space. Oh, my safe space is in front of my TV on Sunday morning or sleeping in on Sunday morning. You know, I'm not going to go back to church. Somebody said something, said something that I didn't like. But that emotional pain. But not only that, we see that sometimes anger would cause us to draw back. Anger would. And drawing back, I think of if you're angry, you might want to punch something. Think of Ralph Cramden. Some of you don't even know who I'm talking about right now. You know. To the moon, Alice. And that wasn't my dad's quote. That was the Honeymooners. But that was always funny. Yeah. Being angry. You know, folks, Christians getting angry with how God didn't do what they wanted Him to do. You know, I came to church for, you know, 3 months in a row, and I could put a few dollars in the offering plate, and I even prayed for my lunch for a whole week, and I wanted God to, and all that time I was praying that God would do this for me, and He didn't, and I can't believe He didn't do that for me, and you get angry about it. Or get angry at circumstances that didn't go the way you thought they should. And the idea that, things that don't go your way and you blame God for them and get mad at Him. That'll cause you to draw back if you're not careful. You'll fall by the wayside. With just that anger eating you up because God didn't do what you thought He should do. Once again, referring to Sunday school, Sam mentioned Joseph. You know, and I couldn't help thinking of that. There was a fellow that, you know, in most anyone's eyes, you think, well, if anyone had a reason to be upset or be angry, it'd be that fellow. But think what would happen if he would have gotten mad or gotten angry. Is it, you know, he just kept serving the Lord. And you know what? Things he definitely was wronged. You know, there are things that we bring on ourselves. But you know what? He was sold by his brothers. You know, they didn't like him. He was dad's favorite. I can relate. And his brothers didn't like him for it. In fact, they hated him for it. Been falsely accused. But yet, you know what? He just kept pressing on. Remember the butcher and the baker. Is that who it is? I know it's not the candlestick maker. The butcher and the baker. They were in prison with him. And they said, hey, he interpreted our dreams. And they went, one got killed. The other one got his job back. But then, remember, he forgot Joseph too. He didn't say, what did Joseph say? Hey, I'll interpret your dream. But, hey, when you get back in front of the king, tell him about me. But we know that, was it down the road, he remembered him. But you know what? There are times where, you know what? That if we're not careful, anger will cause us to draw back. And you know what? It might be a situation where it might be anyone you tell the story to, they say, well, you know what? You had a right to be angry. But you know what? Just in Joseph's case, he just kept pressing forward. You know what? We need to keep doing the same thing. With faith, we can have joy. And then we see also, number four, that rebellion can cause us to draw back. Rebellion can cause us to draw back. You think of a spoiled child with a toy. You know, where somebody, if another kid comes along and wants to play, what do they do? No, you know, this is mine. I'm not going to let you, although it might not belong to either one of them. You know, but, you know, it's like, I'm playing with this. You can't have it. And as Christians, we'll rebel if we're not careful. We'll rebel against God's word. The idea is like, you know, how many times have you heard it? You know, I know what the Bible says, but you know what? And then they go on and tell their side. How many times have you seen families that, their kids start getting away from God because their parents, they believe this and this and this and this, but over here, I'm not sure about this one. And then over here back here, I'm not sure about this one either. And they'll pick and choose. And then what happens with the next generation, it just gets magnified. And they start picking a whole lot. They really start turning around to, well, I don't really believe too, I'm not going to apply too much of it, but maybe this one or that one. But the rebellion will cause us to draw back. Against God's word, against the Holy Spirit's conviction. And when the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart, we need to act on that. If there's something that the Holy Spirit's leading us to do, we need to do it. If there's something that the Holy Spirit's leading us to get right, we need to get it right. And not rebel against it. Remember in Genesis, how that Noah, he built the ark. And you know, he followed what God told him to do. You know, it wasn't very conventional. And all that, you go down to, let's see, it's in Kentucky. Kenham's got the Ark in Kentucky and the museum in Ohio. Yeah, thank you. Isn't that right? Anyhow, or are they both in Kentucky? Either way. But you go down and see the ark and all that, you know, is it exactly how it is? Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of how I see it in my mind, but you know, especially since I've been down there and, the size of it, you know, they think of that the magnitude of what Noah took on. You know, it wasn't some small task that he took on for the Lord. But you know, he obeyed. Even when he obeyed when it seemed like a giant You know, it was such a giant project. He obeyed when other people thought he was crazy. You know what? We need to obey. And we see that with faith, we can be obedient. We can, with faith, we can live a life not guilty of drawing back from Him, not letting those other things, the fear or anger or rebellion or pain, cause us to draw back. Not saying that some of those that the pain won't come and maybe we might get upset, but we need to not let it cause us to draw back from the Lord or fear. We may face those things, but with God's help and having faith in Him and realizing that He's in control. And not everything just because it doesn't go like we think it should, doesn't mean that He doesn't know what's going on and where we're at and what we're going through. We're His children, and He cares about us. He cares about you. And we need to strive to keep pressing forward for Him. Yes, we want to abound. I think every Christian would say, you know, I want to abound in the Lord. I want to abound with blessings. I want to abound in my service for Him. But we can do that if we keep pressing forward.